2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story, police in Taylorsville are still investigating after two people were shot dead early this morning. We have two reporters working the story this afternoon, looking at police and community reaction. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe begins our team coverage.
Police are investigating the scene today near 47th South and 3600 West. They got calls from people who heard gunshots this morning around 5 a.m., including one person who had the back window of their car hit by a stray bullet while they were driving in the area. One woman was found dead near the Speedway gas station, and a man's body was found a block away. Sergeant Jake Hill says they are looking into any possible relationship between the man and woman.
We don't believe that there's any outstanding suspect or, you know, any danger to the community, at least at this point. We believe that all the involved parties are here on scene.
Amy Kobe, KSL News Radio.
I'm Becky Bruce. Traffic is always busy on 4700 South, but neighbors say in the overnight hours and early mornings, it's usually pretty peaceful. That peaceful feeling was shattered by the sound of gunfire.
Kind of scary. First time hearing a gunshot. Yeah, it's horrifying.
Frankie Balos tells me he heard at least one of the gunshots in the early morning hours. Other neighbors say they now feel uneasy and unsettled. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
A Provo flasher has been arrested again, this time by BYU police. 22-year-old Jose Guadalupe Ochoa Gordine was booked into Utah County Jail after he allegedly exposed himself to a woman on the Mazer Trail. Police say their suspect did the same thing a year ago on the same jogging trail. They arrested him two other times in addition when he was sentenced to 20 days in jail. Utah is already testing wastewater for COVID. Now they want to test for monkeypox, but there is a limit to this sort of thing.
Nathan LaCrosse with the Utah Department of Health Wastewater Division told me that there is no way to do widespread tests for any and all diseases and viruses. However, certain tests can be done to monitor things like monkeypox and COVID. He says the CDC is currently working on a panel that does target more than one certain pathogen.
KSL News Radio's Ali Litzinger there. The health department has been monitoring COVID in wastewater for months, giving us a heads up about the ebb and flow of the disease in Utah. The head of the CDC is shaking up the organization after she says the agency failed to help Americans understand the severity of the COVID pandemic.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying her agency took too long to put out information and that the agency's decision-making guidance is often confusing. She also says that staff turnover during the early months of COVID created gaps and challenges for others who were trying to protect people and produce reliable tests and vaccines. The CDC director promising to release information faster.
That's ABC's Andy Field. Vice President Mike Pence is breaking his silence about the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff Pence is calling for calm in the wake of increasing threats and acts of violence against the FBI. The former vice president says the attorney general and the Justice Department should be held accountable, but urges Republicans to support law enforcement.
Our party stands with the men and women who serve on the thin blue line at the federal and state and local level. And these attacks on the FBI must stop. Calls to defund the FBI are just as wrong as calls to defund the police.
Pence headlining the Politics and Eggs political forum in New Hampshire. Threats against the judge who approved the search warrant for the Mar-a-Lago search are the latest sign of a judiciary branch in the political crosshairs. Legal experts say that's a worrying sign for the rule of law and the future of democracy. U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt has been targeted online by Trump supporters who have also published his address. Now that Liz Cheney has lost the congressional race in Wyoming's primary, she is leaving the door open to running for president. Cheney telling supporters she's not leaving the political stage.
I ask you tonight to join me.
Cheney's spokesperson confirming that Cheney plans to create an anti-Trump group to take him on for for his potential 2024 run for president. Her campaign says will be an organization to educate the American people about what it calls the threats to our republic. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
That was a busy day here on KSL. Governor Cox was in this studio at noon. Senator Mitt Romney was in this room on Inside Sources this afternoon to talk about President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, the new law with a $20 billion price tag.
Anytime the federal government is spending more money, that is not reducing inflation. It is causing more inflation. So it's improperly named. But, you know, in politics, you try and perfume the pig, and that's what they've done.
The new law is focused on climate change and raises taxes on some corporations. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Rough afternoon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Insult to injury. It's an accident in the middle of these construction delays. Eastbound I-80 is just before the 201 junction. Out of traffic on the right, but the delays go from Lake Point to the 201 junction. A new crash with possible injuries in North Salt Lake. It's in the intersection of Redwood Road at Center Street. And then we also have a vehicle fire. No flames, no smoke. This is on that long collector ramp that runs parallel to northbound I-15. Just after 90th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.